There was a typo in the order of service. We will not have Jim Orr speak down at the Treehouse Project. He did that last week. But instead, I invite Mike Wilt from the Executive Board to speak to us on why he values this church.
The first time I heard about this church was when my wife described it to me based on a conversation with a friend. The description I got sounded something like this. They never talk about God, there are no Bibles, and people left them a lot of money. I'll get to the money in a minute. I was raised in an Episcopal church, and I always thought church was great, except for the dull, repetitive prayers and the talk about sins and the Savior. We had a bright young minister from Princeton, and I remember he tried valiantly to explain the Trinity over a series of sermons. I concluded after a few weeks that he was even more baffled than me. Church was great because of the opportunity to associate with friendly, accepting people. The parties were fun, low-budget affairs, and I always looked forward to them. The youth group was great fun, and a nice contrast from school. I drifted away from church in college. I still get mail from the Episcopal ministry at MIT that I don't bother to open. So we decided to try this church. We weren't looking for anything in particular. We really didn't have a sense of urgency. My wife's friend had a son the same age as my son, Christopher, and they went to church school together. It took a few weeks before it finally started to sink in. Everything I liked about church is here, but the parts I didn't like have been replaced with a challenging examination of the meaning of life. My first Easter with this church was a real treat. Now I look forward to Easter every year. The legend of Jesus sounds daring and a little blasphemous, but it makes so much more sense than anything I heard in the church of my youth. Now if I want to be blasphemous, I have to talk about money. Now we've been members for more than 13 years. Our son and daughter took the AYS and the OWL classes respectively. What a bonus. Whoever would have thought that the church would provide the best sex education class ever invented? Our youngest daughter found her best friend here. They only see each other on Sundays and when we come home to visit. We often meet in the church parking lot because we both live 20 minutes from here in opposite directions. Our oldest daughter came to help with the auction and wound up staying overnight to participate in the youth service. Now I'm pretty sure she's decided that youth cons are life and the time in between is filler. I didn't come here looking for anything in particular, but the longer I stay, the more cool stuff I find. There's wonderful music. I went up in the attic to install these microphones to catch the music, and I found this wonderful, massive beams that make up this building. I'm going to be the next property chair. This church has been woven into my life. It's part of me, and I'm part of it. I think of myself as a caretaker as well as a member. I admire the long-term members for their decades of commitment to this wonderful institution. And while I have the pulpit, I would like to say a few words as assistant treasurer. Most of these personal messages have had a subtle message about money, but I just can't be subtle. I'm an engineer. I've been on the executive board for years now, and I really feel like I should apologize on behalf of the leadership for the confusing messages we've been giving you about money. Please understand, we didn't set out to confuse you. We don't change the rules every year to make it more interesting. We've been struggling with questions about the endowment and pledging for the entire time I've been a member of this church. I think we're finally starting to get the message straight. As assistant treasurer, it's my traditional role to safeguard personal financial information for the congregation. When we started working on the giving guidelines, it occurred to me that it would be really helpful to know how our pledges from last year match up against the giving guidelines. One of the important messages from Michael Durall is that we can't ask the congregation to be more generous than the leadership. So I decided to do a project for our collective benefit. I asked all the members of the executive board and the stewardship committee to share with me in confidence their gross income. I found that this group gave the church about 2% of gross income last year. This isn't a coincidence. The last time we were specific and we asked for pledging as a function of income, we asked for 2%, and this is what many of us have been doing. Unfortunately, 2% isn't enough. We looked at our budget, the falling income from the endowment, and our hopes for improving outreach, and came to the conclusion that we really need to ask for 3% of gross income. We realized this is a big jump, so we tried it out in the leadership first. It was a major adjustment for most of us. On average, we increased our pledges by 65%. In some cases, using the guidelines and pledging 2 or 3 times more than last year. Thanks to the generous souls among the leadership who confided in me, I can tell you that the leadership is doing better than the guidelines. Our median pledge is 3.2% of gross income the last time I checked. I'm thrilled with this, but I'm not surprised. My main concern now is that we can communicate as effectively with the whole congregation. Please use the guidelines. If you have any questions or concerns, talk to your canvasser or anyone in leadership. If you want to contribute to my pledging statistics about the congregation as a whole, just send me an email or give me a call. My email is on our website. It's probably confusing to have a bunch of us pledge early. We felt it was especially important this year that the leadership get out in front and set a good example. So I'd like to ask the people who participate in leadership pledging to just stand up for a minute, please. Everybody who gave us a leadership pledge. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much. These are the people that got out in front to set an example. Now that I've spent half of my time talking about money, it's because it's been on my mind. This church is very important to me. We need to turn the corner this year and start supporting the church ourselves. Our ancestors can't carry us any further. With your support, this church can do great things today and pass an even stronger church on to the next generation.